Before you start your next do-it-yourself project, listen to this. You Got This is on the air. You Got This is hosted by ABT Plumbing Electric Heat and Air owner Andrew Twidwell and Rosalie Brown. With a helpful hand, here are Andrew and Rosalie.
Hi, this is Andrew Twidwell, owner of ABT Plumbing Electric Heat and Air. Once again with the show You Got This. It's a show of DIY do's and don'ts, and I'm here with Rosalie Brown. Zooming in from LA. I'm in lovely Grass Valley, sitting in my guest cottage because I got guys working on my bathroom right now. So we moved into our guest cottage because we don't have a toilet in our house right now. So, oh, the thing, you know, it's definitely a upper middle class problem, but you know, first world problem, not having a bathroom. Some people don't have bathrooms at all. So yeah.
Well, if I could just hearken you back to about 3 years ago when I moved to Detroit to Fixer Upper, I think I shared this story. When I moved in, there was no running water and there really wasn't a working toilet. So, you know, I mean, I've been there.
Yeah.
I would have loved to have had a guest cottage option on my property. So.
Yeah, we are very, very fortunate to have this, and I don't have a tenant in it right now. So we're able to... Actually, we knew this was coming, so we managed to, we've kept it vacant. So yeah, it's not a big deal, but yeah, I mean, yeah, good problem to have when you're remodeling. But so, so we're remodeling the bathroom. It's been kind of crazy. I've got open floors, open ceilings, and wood preservatives all over the place because we have a little rot. And yeah, my wife's not real fan of copperite wood preservatives. So yeah, it's been a fun little ride. But you lived through it as well. You lived through it for, it never actually stopped. I mean, and to be honest, that was my life. My father was a general contractor and we were poor, and he was a good contractor, not a great business person. So our house was under constant construction. I mean, there was never a point when any project was ever completed. You know, that, and he was a shiny object dude, just like myself. And I've kind of unfortunately fallen into that same category of starting projects and not finishing it. But fortunately I have the wherewithal and the financial wherewithal to be able to hire somebody to finish these things for me now. So it's a nice thing. Things actually get done when you hire somebody. Yeah.
It's funny you say that because, so when I was growing up, I was on the job sites all the time because my dad was really successful. I mean, like business was booming. Contra Costa County in Northern California was like, you know, it was in a huge growth pattern. And really my whole family. So I have like uncles that were in construction and, you know, like everybody was in that and did really well. So the house we lived in, I have to say, I guess I was spoiled because our house was like, done. Like there was really hardly ever any projects going on at the house I grew up in. But when I got married, you know, I married someone who had an interest in fixing up properties and who was good at it. Right. But yeah, like had a full-time job doing something else. And so he would come home on the weekend and he would get excited about something. And he would start at like 7 a.m. And then by like noon, it was like time for a beer. And like that was as good.
And then you're shot. Get,
yeah. Right. And so, so I did live as an adult in many, and then many years later, I, you know, decided I was going to be, you know, a handy, you know, fixer upper myself. And so I've lived through some times in my life where, you know, your shower is the backyard garden hose with some Dawn liquid soap, you know, you're doing a quick little rinse. So, yeah, I think it's funny when people are kind of going through those growing pains, because at the end of the day, it's going to end up being worth it when it's all done. But
when you're doing it yourself, it takes a long time. I know we bought a house with my sisters when our kids were, gosh, how old are they? Not even one and two. Mm. And we ripped out the kitchen, demoed the kitchen, and did the majority of the work ourselves other than cabinets and the countertops. And yeah, having two young kids and complete chaos with a mop sink set up temporarily and a microwave and trying to feed the children for that one took a good 6 months. I mean, it took a while. So yeah, because you're doing it on evenings and weekends and then trying to arrange it to get the contractor in to do the cabinets and the countertops. Yeah.
And the best part is like, if it involves small children, then you get extra props. If it involves Animals for that matter, because like, that's the other thing, right? So like when you have pets, you know, the house I grew up in, like our pets were strictly outdoor pets, which that was kind of a bummer, but let's, you know, let's be clear, in my parents' defense, it was like the 70s and like, I don't think they really knew any better. Like they kind of thought animals belonged outside. Now, you know, we have people that like will sleep on the couch so the dog can have the bed. So things have changed, right? But, but you know, if you have a pet, you know, pets that kind of are indoor, outdoor animals, that's the other thing is, you know, trying to get work done when you've got to kind of put your cats up in the attic or you've got to put your dog up, like, there's just so much chaos. So when you do like home improvement,
Our dogs were in the crates this morning because both my wife and I were gone this morning when the contractor showed up and they get to suffer as well.
Chaos, right? No, I know. Totally get it. Totally
but this is it. A good segue. So yeah, remodeling can be challenging at best and completely mind-boggling and divorce-inducing at the worst, right? I mean, let's be honest.
I am not going to comment on that at all. Okay.
It's very stressful. So we thought we talked about, you know, what should we talk about with you guys in terms of some DIY projects? And since I'm going through this remodel and yeah, it's stressful, you know, it's putting some stress on my wife and I, but there are some, we thought we'd talk about simple DIY things that you can do to change your space and make your space more comfortable. And let's be honest right now too, like, you know, if you're not in the industry that I'm in, you may not be aware of the fact that trying to get material right now is just so annoying. I mean, our supply chains have since COVID and since some of the fires and some of the storms they had down in Texas, some of the hurricanes that took out some of the plants down there 2 years ago, they're still trying to get those plants back up and running for the resins for PVC and ABS glue or ABS pipe. And then lumber because of COVID. And we were having a problem getting mastic for HVAC department, things that we would just normally find on the shelves. And I know I was talking to a tile guy that was having problem finding mortar, you know, just trying to find mortar. Again, something that you would normally find readily available. Things are very difficult to find right now because of the supply chain. What happened to the supply chain because of COVID? And now all of a sudden we've got this increase of demand because people are home a lot and wanting to fix up their homes. And now we've got this big thing with the housing crunch where people are buying homes and wanting to fix them up because they're moving out of the cities and moving into the suburban areas and into rural areas. So it's quite the thing. It's not as easy as it was 2 years ago to redo a remodel. So there's some simple things that you can do to change the scene in your home that don't cost a lot of money and don't necessarily need a lot of time or effort or material. And Rosalie once again found this great article because she does my research. She's amazing.
I am the producer of the show. Let's be clear.
Yeah, let's be producer. Honest. Yeah. I'm just the
you're the on-air talent. You're the talent.
The challenge talent. Where's my, I found a green M&M.
We need to talk about my contract and me getting a raise, but anyway, go ahead.
Let's talk off the air. Right. So the first one was a simple one. And I've actually done this in a couple of homes and actually did this in my RV of all places. In the kitchen, you can add a island or a faux island, just a piece of furniture that you can work with. And I've seen some really beautiful pieces. I was in one home that we almost bought that had a beautiful pounded copper top, and it was just an antique kind of credenza, gorgeous. And in our trailer, I found a piece in IKEA, just one of those rolling trolleys with a cabinet. And all of a sudden now we had a drawer and we had some extra storage space and extra workspace, a countertop. So a faux island is a great way and very inexpensive. I mean, we're talking hundreds of dollars. On the high end, you may spend a grand, right, for a nice one, for something that's a really beautiful piece. So that's a great way to change the space. If you got a large kitchen that's got a big footprint and you've got a lot of working area in the floor area, a faux island is awesome. And they can be as simple as, you know, a stainless steel cart with just a shelf and some wheels or no wheels at all, to something as elaborate as an antique that you put a piece of marble on, or take some copper and pound it and put it on top, or take a piece of galvanized tin, depending on the decor that you're going for. You can do some really cool things and then not very expensive. So that's a great way to change the kitchen. Another real quick way to update your kitchen is one of the easiest ways to simply change the hardware. Changing the hardware in your kitchen cabinets, the handles and the pulls, can make a huge difference on the way it looks, especially if you've got some older brass ones or something like that that may have looked really cool, you know, 30, 40 years ago. You can get some new ones, you can get some glass, you can get pewter, you can get brushed nickel, you can get chrome, you can get all these different types of pulls and hinges. If you've got exposed hinges, that can completely change the way your kitchen looks. I did this in the kitchen that we're in now. We did when we first moved in, we didn't want to dump a bunch of money into the kitchen, and we simply pulled all the kitchen doors and drawers and had them painted and changed the hardware. You know, it was a couple grand as opposed to a $30,000 remodel. And it was nice because we just moved in and we didn't want to do a big facelift, right? You didn't want to spend a lot of time without a kitchen. And I'm sure you've done stuff like this as well, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, I always like to paint. I like painting cabinets. I mean, okay, I don't like to paint, but I like how easy it is to kind of give your kitchen a quick facelift with, I mean, it doesn't really take much time and energy.
No,
just
it's
gotta have some, just you some good ventilation and some good paints, you know?
And with painting, especially when you're talking about a solid surface like a cabinet, you got to do really good prep. Prep is king. I mean, you literally will take you twice as long, if not three times as long, to do the prep as it will to do the actual painting. So factor that into your, if you want to go down that path, because it always takes longer than you think. And since we're on the subject of painting cabinets and changing hardware, another great way of changing a bathroom is doing the same thing. I know we've done that in multiple bathrooms that we've had in different homes, where we bought one house that was built in the 70s and just had real basic vanities. And we were young and we didn't have a lot of money, but it was really easy just to paint the vanity, change the hardware, and change out the faucet. And then all of a sudden, I didn't even change the counter. I didn't even change the sink top, or the, you know, it was just a synthetic marble one. But by just doing those simple things, it completely changed the feel of the room. And you know, you're talking $50. Well, with a faucet, probably $150. But you're not talking, you know, compared to a remodel, which you're talking in the old days, probably 10 grand, and the new days, probably 30 grand. I mean, trying to get a contractor out right now is sorry, guys, it's really hard to get anybody out right now, including us. And I'm sure you've done that in bathrooms as well, right?
Oh yeah. I mean, the one thing that I like to do in the bathroom is I paint bathrooms, but there's also one of the things in this little list that I curated is, and I'm not a big wallpaper person, to be clear, because I've removed so much wallpaper in my life. And I actually start to have, just talking about it, I'm being reminded of the smell and the texture it's not pleasant removing it, but they have like really updated and upgraded materials and made it so simple. I really like,
and it's hot right now. You know, I like having a wallpaper wall or a what do they call that? A signature wall, not signature wall, but you know what I mean? A statement wall.
Accent wall. Yeah. And I like that, depending on the bathroom, the size and the configuration and how much light you get in the bathroom. So the bathrooms that in my lifetime that I've painted have been usually smaller bathrooms that didn't have a lot of light. And so I would come in and do something kind of bright because I feel like claustrophobic in those bathrooms. And so I do think that paint and wallpaper is the cheapest, in my mind, easiest way to change the space in your bathroom.
Yeah.
You don't have to have a lot of know-how. You don't have to mess around with like fixtures. You don't have to like get your wrenches out. You just have to have a good eye, get some of that, you know, read the instructions ahead of time. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. and there's a lot of really good information out there on YouTube and instructions in, on the web on how to paint properly. It, you know, not to discredit some of the more professional people I know that are painters. You know, I can go in a home. I've been a professional painter. I can go in a home and tell who, if it was a professional paint job or if it was DIY, but the majority of people don't notice it, you know? And, but a paint job will change a space like nothing else. And it, I mean, talk about an inexpensive DIY way of changing your home. It is fantastic. Look at paint first before you look at anything else and doing and something in a home. I know I'm sitting in a cottage right now and at our guest house. And that was one of the first things I did, ripped up the carpet because it was nasty. It was, you know, pet stained, and painted the walls and completely changed the space. Did nothing else. We didn't change a fixture. We didn't do anything else. Completely changed it. Also got rid of some of the smells. But yeah, paint. That's a great one. Another, let's stick in the bathroom. So another real easy way to change the space in a bathroom is if you've got just a mirror in the bathroom, and it could be one of those dated ones, or you could have a medicine cabinet. Changing the medicine cabinet to a modern one or one that's more appropriate for the style of home that you're in can really change the space and actually add storage if you put a medicine cabinet in, or if you don't, if you've got plenty of storage space and you just want to change the style, just putting up a new mirror can really change your bathroom. And that, you know, you're talking hundreds of dollars. We were talking about this off air and let's bring it up again, but you know, Restore and Craigslist and Facebook Marketplace and all these different places are real great resources to get a lot of this stuff at very, very reasonable rate. I'm actually in the guest house working on a dresser that's, you know, from the turn of the century. Yeah, for $50. If they were to make this thing today, it would easily cost me $1,500, which is the amount of labor that goes into this. So yeah, look at those places and you can find medicine cabinets. I think the contractor that took out the medicine cabinet here that was kind of funky probably put on Craigslist, you know, make a little extra dough. You know? Another really good thing, we'll stick again with the bathroom, is adding storage in the bathroom. And it's surprising, even a 6-inch shelf, a shelf unit can make a huge difference in the amount of storage you have. And if you look on places like Overstock or Wayfair or Amazon, you can get a lot of these pieces that are a little bit more obscure that you may not be able to find locally that will fit the dimensions that you need. Like try to find a 6-inch deep, 4 feet tall, 2 foot wide cabinet, medicine cabinet or cabinet for your bathroom. You're probably not going to find one locally, but you can find one online that fits the decor of your house. So there's a lot of really cool little cabinets. And again, no DIY other than maybe putting it together, right?
I'm pretty good at putting stuff together. Unfortunately, that's one of my, that's one of the things I've gotten really good at. Oh, I hate furniture assembly, but you know, I mean, it's cheap and it's worth it. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So just trying to stick with some simple stuff and I'm going to stay in the bathroom again, cause this is another great one. They call it bathroom safety updates, but you know, it could be more storage updates. We're talking about putting in bars and towel rods and things like that. It's amazing what you can do by just changing out. Like I know in our old bathroom that we're just remodeling, we had old school 70s wooden towel rods, you know, real simple shaker style, which, yeah, doesn't really look so great these days. Just change. If we wanted to, we could have just changed out the hardware, but it was poorly laid out. So we're changing the complete footprint. But changing the hardware, changing the towel racks, putting in hooks, maybe put in a bar inside the shower, they make a lot of really cool stuff. Like Command Strip makes a lot of really cool stuff. I go down that rabbit hole every once in a while for our RV because of the fact that you can just stick it on and you don't have to put any holes in the wall. So if the person that buys it next doesn't like it, they can just take it
remove
out.
Remove it.
Or, yeah. Or if you don't like it, you know, you don't have to, it's not like it's there permanently. So you can, you know, we've got plenty of hooks for towels and hats and clothes and stuff in our RV with a command hook, just because, yeah, if you don't like where it is, pull it off, move it. After you lived with it for a couple of months, and you do the same thing in your house, in the bathroom. And they make some really nice ones. They make ones that have metal finishes. And so people may be surprised that it's not just those cheap plastic looking things. They make some really nice things, and that can really change the space. And you don't have to pull out a screwdriver for that. It's literally just peel and stick.
My favorite.
Yeah. We got time for a couple more. I'm going to go with this one. It's a little bit more upper level DIY, but it's something that I do in every space we move into, and that's lighting. No matter where you move into, if all you've got is one overhead light, you need to do some other forms of lighting, just because of the fact that if you just have one source, you get some really harsh shadows and it makes everything look not really nice. So it's nice to have multiple lamps around the house. And unfortunately, a lot of older homes may not have a lot of outlets. So you can be limited to the amount of floor lamps that you can put in, or table lamps you can put in. But if you do have that overhead lamp, if you put a dimmer switch in, that can completely change the space. And that's one thing I do with every house I've moved into is install dimmer switches. And on our remodel in our bathroom right now, I'm like, dimmer switches in the bathroom. I know it seems silly, but it's just nice to be able to change the mood inside that room, where it's not just that shocking bright white light that you may want in the morning, because you got to see yourself in the mirror.
Right.
But at 7 o'clock at night, or
some of us like older people, 2 o'clock lighting.
In the morning. Yeah, we don't. And then a lot of people don't like really bright light. Yeah,
I don't. Yeah,
I don't either. I don't like harsh light.
In fact, when my daughter walks in to like turn on she's going to turn on the light in the kitchen, if I'm anywhere in the vicinity, she's like, "Mom, watch your eyes," because I'm always like, "Oh,
cover your eyes, vampire."
Like, that's so harsh. Like, why? You know, she's like, "Cause I'm not blind like you. I need to see where I'm going." Like, that wasn't necessary. Yeah. But yeah, I really don't like harsh lighting. Yeah,
Betty's the same way. She wears sunglasses everywhere.
Me too.
Sometimes inside, doesn't like the bright lights.
Yeah. Me too. And I will not accept arguments about it. It's what I need to do. Do your thing.
Yep. Yeah, learn to live with it. So yeah, putting a dimmer switch in, huge. But again, that's one of those upper level DIYs. I'm not going to tell you how to do it, because this is for entertainment only. And working with electricity is dangerous and potentially deadly. So if you are going to be changing dimmer switches, please be careful and find out how to do it properly. Don't just dive in on those, because electricity is scary. Here's a good one. This is we're going to finish with this one. I like this one. So we've talked about this in the past. Installing a backsplash in the kitchen. You know, that is one of those relatively simple things. A tile backsplash, upper level DIY, because you may have to get a tile saw. But those little sticky tile sheets, I did it in the trailer, and I've seen put in people's homes. Pair of scissors, you're good to go.
Yeah.
And it can make a big difference. So if you're in a rental, or if you're in a home that, you know, you just want to buy a couple years before you do the big remodel, putting up those sticky tiles, beautiful, completely changes the space. So, you know, some simple backsplash ideas, and you can find a bunch of them on Pinterest and stuff. And with that, we actually have a show. I hope you guys find this informative. I know we kind of rambled on about a lot of different things, but this has kind of helped, you know, I want to kind of inspire people to try different things and not have to necessarily go down the expensive route of doing a remodel, especially in this time when it's difficult to do that. It's difficult to get contractors, it's difficult to get material. And you know, you're going to spend a premium to do any kind of remodel right now, to be honest. You can do things on the cheap. You can make things nice and not have to spend a lot of money. Hope this was helpful. Hope this was entertaining. And if you do need to reach us for any repairs, minor remodels, or if you do go to put that kitchen faucet in and didn't quite work out the way you thought it would, you can reach us at, and I didn't write the number down again, darn it. Well, you go on, you do the other things, and I'm gonna look up our phone numbers.
Oh, okay. So you can find us on the web, easyasabt.com. You can find us on Facebook, ABT Plumbing, Electric, Heat, and Air. You can also find You Got This has its own show page. Head over to our website, sign up for our newsletter if you would like to get some information on different things and even monthly promotions. Okay, and now
I know our phone number for the radio show is 530-230-9004. The number again, 530-230-9004. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you guys next week. Bye.
Thanks, Andrew. Thanks, Rosalie. Now let's get that project started. You Got This. We'll be back next Friday morning at 9 o'clock on KNCO News Talk 830.